currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, my name is Connie Turman, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. The Park Lane sidewalk improvements are well underway, and completion of the project is almost here. This phase one of the Park Lane Capital Improvement Project addresses the failing sidewalks between Main Street and Leek Street, where significant mature tree roots have cracked and broken the sidewalks. Improvements to the sidewalk include TerraWalk panels that have been put in 20 critical locations along the corridor. The TerraWalk panels are made with recycled tire rubber and plastic waste, and the panels can be reused as Park Lane goes into its second phase of reconstruction. And a new tree resides right outside the Lakeshore Gallery that uses a SilvaCell unit.
What is the SilvaCell?
Yes.
Basically a post and beam system that's built out of plastic, polypropylene specifically. A grid system is modular so that basically you don't need 95% compacted soil to hold up your paved areas. You have instead a post and beam system that does that work. So that allows you to do other things under the sidewalk other than just hold up pavement. And in this case, we're using it for uncompacted soil, which is what trees need. They don't grow well in compacted conditions. Part of the reason that we get all this heaving up under pavement is because trees try to go into the base course material that's right under the pavement and find any air and water that they can. They need air and water to respire and take up nutrients. And so this allows about as natural of a condition as you can provide in an urban setting for trees to flourish.
During construction, it was found that a second tree would have to be replaced, and a SilvaCell unit has been installed, as well as a Parotea tree. For more information about the Park Lane construction, just go to the city's homepage and in the search box type Park Lane. The Kirkland Half Marathon is on Mother's Day, May 9th. Drivers can expect some delays due to the closure on 97th Avenue Northeast. From Juanita Drive Northeast to Northeast 119th, from 6 a.m. to approximately 12 p.m. For more information about the event, go to www.promotionevents.com/Kirkland. Are you or is someone you know interested in learning about cool careers? On May 22nd at the Microsoft Convention Center, Congressman Jay Inslee's Scoop on Cool Careers event is taking place. This event offers the students the opportunity to hear firsthand about interesting careers in today's workplace. The event will be held from noon to 2 in the McKinley Room. If you would like more information on the event, send your questions to scoop.inslee@mail.house.gov. It's that time of year again. The Wednesday Market is back.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Anderson, and I'm the new manager for the Kirkland Wednesday Market.
Opening day kickoff is at 2 p.m. on May 5th.
The Kirkland Wednesday Market starts on May 5th and it goes until October 13th. And we're going to have about between 40 and 60 vendors through the season.
Shopping at your local farmer's market ensures that you are getting the best quality in local produce and goods.
So at the market, you're insured that the produce and the goods were made by the farmer. And it's going straight from their farm onto your table. And that's the best way to know. And to get to know your farmer, to know where your food comes from, that's a great experience to have because you know what was in that food. You know what you're putting in your body. In the middle of the season when the produce is on the tree, we'll have more. We have a good selection of meats and dairy and breads, and salmon, so you can come down and do your grocery shopping at the market.
This year's market includes some special new events.
It's a great experience to meet people, to have some great food. We have Maximus Minimus coming, and they're a great, huge Airstream van that has a pig snout on the front, and they do local pulled pork sandwiches and grilled vegetable sandwiches, all with local ingredients, and it's a biodiesel truck, so it's great for the environment. Just a fun atmosphere to bring your kids down and have a good time.
If you would like more information about the Wednesday Market, go to www.kirklandwednesdaymarket.org. Improvements have been made to increase pedestrian safety on 3rd Street for the remainder of the Transit Center construction. A temporary fence has been set up along the 3rd Street sidewalk to prevent pedestrians from crossing in the middle of the block. Pedestrians will only be allowed to cross 3rd Street at the Kirkland Avenue intersection. In addition to the temporary fence, access to the library parking garage from 3rd Street will be restricted. The roll-up doors facing 3rd Street will be closed to vehicles, but access is still available on the south side of the library on Kirkland Avenue. These temporary safety improvements will be in effect until project completion at the end of the year. For more information about the project, go to www.soundtransit.org and search Kirkland Transit Center. If you have any questions or need further information, please contact Roger Pence, Sound Transit Outreach Coordinator, at the information below. The 7th Annual Kirkland Artist Studio Tour is happening on Mother's Day weekend, May 8th and 9th. The Kirkland Artist Studio Tour is a free self-guided tour of artist home studios. From 10 to 6 on both Saturday and Sunday, explore the beauty of Kirkland and learn more about local artists. Maps for the events will be available at the Kirkland Arts Center as well. You can go to www.kirklandstudiotour.com. On May 1st, census takers will begin going door to door to households that did not return their census forms. A census taker is a person hired by the Census Bureau to ensure that each neighborhood is represented as accurately as possible. The census taker's job is to collect census information from residents who have not yet mailed back their census form. If no one answers when the census taker visits the home, they will return up to 3 times, each time leaving a door hanger featuring a phone number where residents can schedule a time for a census taker to visit. For more information about the 2010 census, go to www.2010census.gov. The Kirkland Arts Center is in the running for a Partners in Preservation grant.
Kirkland Arts Center is one of the few East Side projects which is currently being considered for a very highly competitive grant. This is the last year of the granting program, Partners in Preservation, which is sponsored by American Express and the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
Have pledged a significant amount of money to help preserve historic places throughout the United States.
Each year, over 5 years, they chose a different community, New Orleans, Boston, Philadelphia. This year, it's the Seattle region, and Kirkland Arts Center, as I said, is one of the few East Side venues which is currently being considered.
Residents of the Puget Sound are invited to vote for the historic place that they would like the funding to go to.
They're giving out $1 million, and what's exciting is that we'll have an opportunity to compete for a piece of that. It's very easy. All you have to do is to log in to partnersinpreservation.org. When you log in, you can just set up your own name and password, and from there you can vote every day. You can vote for Kirkland Arts Center every day or one of the other 25 fine projects which are available.
The winner of the vote will be guaranteed a grant with the remaining $1 million in available funding to be distributed among a to-be-determined number of projects. Voting is currently taking place through May 12th, and residents are encouraged to vote often.
We really need your support. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to support this 118-year-old building, the Peter Kirk Building, which was the building of our founder of the city of Kirkland.
The winner of the popular vote will be announced on May 13th, and all grant receivers will be announced on May 15th. For more information or to vote, go to www.partnersinpreservation.org. The Science Cafe is making its monthly visit to the Wild Rover on May 10th. This month's topic is Helicobacter pylori, bacteria cause cancer, being presented by Dr. Nina Salma from Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. The event is held at 7 p.m. and is free to science lovers of all ages. For more information about this month's Science Cafe, go to www.pacsci.org. iHeart Indie Crafts is having its bi-monthly craft show on Sunday, May 2nd. The event is located at the Lake Street Bar and Nightclub and is open to all ages and includes great vendors and a live DJ. In case you missed it, here is a look at what happened at the first show.
Balserac, and I'm with Tech Couture. I design couture hair accessories for all occasions. This is my first time here at iHeart Indie Crafts, and it's a great turnout with great vendors. I already bought a ring. I make headbands with feathers, buttons, to be out here to share my work with everybody else.
The pieces that you see are made out of recycled found items at secondhand stores, so recycled zippers, recycled curtains, bangles, that sort of thing, to make the necklaces, the rosettes on the necklaces, the hair pieces, the rings, and the handbag.
Hi, my name's Jamie. I'm with Nilo Cosmetics. We make hand by hand products that we have designed all the names and all the labels and everything that you see here. And we are also featured in Cassandra's shop called The Bathory.
Accessories designer, and Girl Seattle is a group of independent women accessories designers.
Kreitzer from Miss Well Yarn Shop, and I have duet yarn for making socks with a coordinating heel and toe and main color.
I heart Indie Craft.
I think this, the Indie Crafts are great for local designers to get their name out there, and things like this with like iHeart Rummage and iHeart Craft or Indie Crafts are great for just the people around here and get them into like handmade things and anything like that. So.
Hi, I'm Susan Jadish. This Charming Candy, we make handmade lollipops in beautiful colors and original, unusual flavors. Here today at iHeart Indie Crafts.
Well, the event's really fun. I got a really cute headband from Tech Couture, so I'm pretty excited about it. And everyone seems to have great things to share, so it's fun.
Called Funky Fresh Scarves because they're really funky, and I make them out of men's extra extra large t-shirts that I cut up.
My name is Lisa Santos. I'm here at iHeart Indie Crafts in Kirkland for Smith. Loving it. Great booths. I think I've seen, I got like 20 booths here. Awesome event.
My name's Vicki. I've been having a great time here, and it's really everything from soap to nuts.
iHeart Indie Crafts!
iHeart Indie Crafts!
If you'd like more information about iHeart Indie Crafts, go to the website below. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Our next show will air in 2 weeks. Thanks for watching. We look forward to seeing you then.